Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, and welcome back to the NutriMedical Report for a bright and amazing 4th of June. It's hard to believe it's already June. So here we're in Southern California. My pool's going to open up here shortly with our solar panel heaters. We have so much news, it's hard to keep up with it. I mean, I watched Life, Liberty, and Levine. I saw Andy McCarthy tearing apart the crazy statements by Gowdy. And this situation with Comey, he's like on this crazy book tour that's made him so illegitimate that neither the left or the right wants this guy. He's like a pariah. Giuliani is actually on the ball of putting a squeeze on Mueller. I think Mueller could end up going to jail over some of the things he's done. The team is now all the way up the chain of command to Obama, who weaponized the IRS against conservatives. I mean, people need to start understanding here. Although he's got to deal with Netflix, which is pretty dirty, I think Obama is actually could, as a ex-president, be one of the first to go to prison, believe it or not, and wear orange. What do you think?
Well, look, in a perfect world, if we had a real attorney general, I would probably agree with you. But, you know, with Jeff Sessions and the deep state running the Department of Justice, I just don't see how that would be possible. I mean, I've said this many times, a Democrat could literally slit a kitten's throat on national television, but because there's a D in front of their name, somehow they don't get prosecuted, they don't get in trouble, they're never held accountable for the horrific things that they do. You know, one thing that I've been bringing up, and again, it's a story that's kind of been out there, but no one's really concentrated on talking about it. I brought it up this last week, and I put a video out, and that's Project Pelican. Project Pelican, for the folks that are listening, that literally makes Uranium One look like a parking ticket. That's how bad it is. Project Pelican is a secret program that was done in 2014, and it was done by the Obama administration. And what it did is it allowed a 35-year lease of Port Canaveral, which is a strategic military site in Florida, to basically be given to a company that has ties to Uranium One's Rosatom, as well as Gulftainer, which is owned and operated by another company called Crescent Enterprises. The word Crescent should poke out right away. Crescent meaning Islam. That's the sign of Islam, is the crescent moon. Crescent Enterprises is run and operated by the Jafar brothers. The Jafar brothers, one of them was a nuclear physicist under Saddam Hussein's weapons program. So, wow. Gee, I don't know, what could possibly go wrong about national security having a Russian energy company and a nuclear physicist from Saddam's regime running a lease on a 35-year port of entry in Cape Canaveral, Florida? Oh, gee, I'm sure everything will be fine.
Well, I think that Obama is so dirty. He does everything. I mean, and it was standard operational procedure. Look what Susan Rice did, unmasking hundreds of people. I mean, the entire regime needs to do the perp walk and go to prison and have no daytime, no internet access, and no yard time. You know, honestly, what I see going on, and if it doesn't happen, it'll be like that little promo at the end of the, or inserted 3 or 4 minute rant near the end of the movie where they fixed everything and they did everything right and people went to prison and they said not. It didn't happen. And if it doesn't happen, here's what I suspect will happen. This is, my prediction for 2025. Trump is going to beat the hell out of the Democrats in 2018 and 2020. But when Trump goes, I predict that the deep state will either put a rhino Republican or a Democrat in, and they're going to wreck America. Because the underlying problem is that these people don't go to prison, there isn't hell to pay. The problem's not solved. The dragon is just asleep. It's not dead.
Exactly. It's under sleeping pills or whatever, but it could wake up at any point. I totally agree with that. These people need to be held accountable for one reason and one reason only: principle. The principle and the fact that future presidents cannot and will not be able to do these types of things, it will not be tolerated, and they will not get away with these types of crimes. So I agree with you 100%. We have got to hold these people accountable. I've been saying for the longest time, I don't think, even under the Trump administration, that the swamp is ever going to be drained. However, I do believe it's going to get less murky. I do believe you'll be able to see the bottom of it. And eventually, many of these swamp creatures will be moved over to the kiddie pool where we can see them and keep an eye on them. But ultimately, I don't think it's going to be completely drained.
I'll tell you why it isn't. 9/11 was a scam. I call it scamtastic. It's one of my deagleisms. Right after 9/11, they promulgated Patriot Act 1, which, by the way, took years to write. It wasn't written in over a weekend.
Right.
We know that George Bush's brother Marvin was actually managing the World Trade Center tower security, and his last day of work was 9/11. Do you know that 10 years earlier, his father, George Bush Sr., announced the coming of the New World Order? We also know in 1982 he finished what's called Project Omega, and I've talked about this with various experts. Project Omega was conceived by the Nazis in the 1930s. People don't realize that the OSS was the prelude to the CIA, and they transplanted the Nazi security system and military intelligence system to America. That's how they imported 100,000 technicians and scientists, including our entire space program, was Nazi. And when they did that, people have to understand that when they invaded the building and after the death of Nikola Tesla, they took away at least 20 of the 80 trunks and ransacked his room for all the information, including his death ray and the thing that later became the Osprey helicopter. This man, Tesla, invented more inventions than any other single individual in history. And he was at the point of being persecuted at the end of his career. He was working on defensive things like the death ray and the Osprey helicopter. It was his last patent he filed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you have to understand, guess who actually reviewed those documents? Who reviewed those documents and said after 2 days, there's nothing here, don't worry about it. Because the actual U.S. government, OSS, got it. This is in the 40s, before the end of the Second World War, just at the right end of the Second World War, when he died at the New York Hotel. It was David Trump. Donald Trump's uncle. Is that interesting or what?
I didn't know any of that. That is very, very interesting.
I don't know where the hell this is going, but I can tell you, I know Donald Trump is actually straight up. I'm going to tell you, I've had speculation. Some of the things he's done, like back in January 8th where he authorized 5G, I just don't think he knows how dangerous it is. But he's done so many good things. You got to say, no matter what you like his personality or his tweets or whatever, the man's a miracle man. And he's like, whatever he's taking, keep taking it, buddy. I don't care if it's legal or illegal. You're getting so much done in a year and a half. And here's Obama saying that they weren't ready for me. Maybe in 10 or 20 years they'd be ready. No one's ever going to be ready for an ass like a egomaniac Obama who wrecked the nation in every possible way, including giving away, as you say here, one of our ports.
Yeah,
this is disgusting. This is psychotic.
I don't know the exact date that George H. Walker Bush declared, but it is September 11th, 1990.
It was exactly 10 years to the day before 9/11. Now, 9/11 is a very important Masonic thing because 9 and 11 are satanic luciferic numbers, numerology. So when they did this, they were declaring the basically the Luciferic dialectic control. And we see it basically because there's the left and right side of the snake. We got the left side with the Clintonistas and the leftists, and we also have the right side with the Rhino Republicans. Because a lot of the reason why Trump is not getting things done isn't just because of the Democrats. It's a bunch of crazy, self-serving, and demonically energized Republicans who aren't doing their job. And I'm hoping he can campaign for pro-Trump Republicans that allow him the last 2 years of his presidency, because right now it's 500 days. This Mueller thing needs to freaking stop. Because it's distracting the president from doing his job. I mean, it's amazing he sleeps very little, but I think it's actually dangerous for the nation to have this BS continue. It's dangerous.
Yeah, no, look, I agree, and I think that it's entering a very critical stage in the investigation, and something needs to be done. And I think, thank God for Rudy Giuliani and his expertise and intelligence. I think it's going to come to an end very, very soon, and it'll be favorable, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I predict that Trump will sail right through. I'm predicting 6 seats increase for the Republicans in the Senate and 14 to 16 in the House. I'm predicting the Democrats are going to commit geopolitical suicide in 2018 and 2020. News going on. This week, we're winding up toward the Canadian summit, and I heard the ignorant comment by the snowboard president of Canada. This guy, Justin Trudeau, is disgusting. You know, he dances half naked with the gay and lesbian people in Montreal. He says the prayer in a mosque in Montreal. There's a prayer. All you have to do is say that prayer in a mosque, and you quote, you're a proxy Muslim. He says it's disgusting that we actually put tariffs and so on our steel and aluminum to protect our industry because it's national security. If you don't have high-grade aluminum, you can't make aircraft, missiles, or anything. And that they want to have free trade with us. Listen, if Canada gets 90% of its trade with America, you got to deal with this, Canada. And you want to deal with it in a way that actually is prosperous for both countries, because if we can develop our oil resources in the tar sands, I was a doctor in Alberta. I took care of the senior technicians and CEOs and other corporate people in Calgary. And 10% of the population, by the way, are Americans in Calgary. Over 1 million people. Fastest growing city in Canada is Calgary until the Democrats took over. And at the time when I was a doctor there, they had $24 billion in the Heritage Trust Fund alone, but the Democrats, which are like, you know, the NDP party, took over, totally screwed Alberta. There's so much oil there, it's ridiculous. The amount of oil in the tar sands alone, which is like 120 by 118 miles, and something like 800 to 1600 meters deep, is more than all the oil resources on the world by hundreds of times. There's also doesn't include the Turner Valley or the Prudhoe Bay north of Alberta out in the Alaskan area, you know, not even Alaska. And, of course, that's why ANWR, when Trump opened up ANWR.
I was going to ask you, how big is ANWR and how much of opening that up are we going to be able to resource it?
We can resource it easy because it's also in the open ocean, so it's easy to get at.
Yeah.
The fact ANWR is the second largest batholith of oil on the earth. The largest one is at the southwest end of the Dead Sea, and the third largest is in Venezuela. But it's crappy. It's really low-grade oil. There's high-grade oil at ANWR, and also the oil at the southwest end of the Dead Sea, which is the largest on Earth. And the Israelis were drilling there with FICO, the oil engineer. I talked to him, and he was actually working for the Ariel Sharon. I was there in 1999 saying a prayer at the southwest end of the Dead Sea with the oil engineers, actually, as they were planning, and they had already been drilled there with Hayseed Stephen for years. So I can tell you firsthand, I can tell you, what now America is not going to be the number one oil and gas and coal producer on the earth, and will stay that way for a very long time. We're it.
Well, if we can get rid of these environmental wackos that have been stopping.
It's already gone. It's already gone.
For 30, 35 years.
It's already gone. I mean, and the fact is, you can do oil exploration. The real key issue here is, depending on how you set carburation, you don't generate nitric oxide, which is not good for the upper atmosphere. But it's easy to take care of that. What we did when we actually started doing the kind of catalytic crackers in our cars to reduce the amount of dust coming out in carbon, we actually increased the amount of dangerous nitric oxide, which is dangerous for the ozone layer. Now, Chlorofluorocarbons do not, like a brick does not float in your pool, goes to the bottom, do not get up to the upper atmosphere and destroy the ozone layer. Nitric oxide does, but the most important thing about nitric oxide is it's dangerous to the benthic layer of the oceans. I'm an oceanographer. Before I even went into medicine 45 years ago, I was a charter member, founding member of Greenpeace, before they become wackos, and I told them to go to hell. Okay? That's back in the early 70s. So I want to tell you people out there, we have people, including Obama and Trump, who are disinformed on things by people around them that are knuckleheads. And he needs to know the 5G network is dangerous. He needs to know you can have oil exploration and coal. In fact, you can have clean coal. I saw clean coal technology in Colorado Springs, and the only thing coming out of those smokestacks was fluffy water vapor. There was no pollution at all, none. So if you go to Colorado Springs and see their coal-fired generators with coal coming from Wyoming, there's one seam there that's large enough to supply the world with power for 500,000 years. Just that one seam. And I'm not even talking about nuclear fusion technology or anything else. I mean, it's mind-boggling. Every resource you want to think of is in North America within the United States or Canada. Period. Right. We don't even need to go to Mexico. Mexico's got more silver than anybody else on the earth, by the way. Mexico.
See, the liberals, they want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. What conservatives want to do is we understand that we want to have a cleaner technology.
Right.
But we also don't want to starve our country and not create jobs and make it to the point where we're beholden by these environmental groups. Yeah, we want to do oil exploration so eventually we can find alternative methods for, you know, energy and things
exactly.
like that. But we
exactly.
can't do it at the barrel of a gun unless, you know...
Well, these environmental maniacs have created a pseudo-religion that's not even scientific, or I call it scientistic. And then they want to solve it by doing things like carbon credits, which is we're the carbon generating unit, so we'll get rid of all the people. We'll somehow solve the earth and we'll stop the extinction level events. No, you won't. Not only that, we also have to come together as multinations to protect against incoming comets. We have got a POFIS coming in 11 years, roughly 11 years, the spring of 2029, and that has a 1% chance of it or its debris field. Large cometary-like objects. Apophis itself is 3 times larger than the asteroid that struck the Earth and wiped out the dinosaurs. Remember, the start of the dinosaur age was started by a cometary attack on the Earth that wiped out the pre-dinosaur species, and the rise of the dinosaurs occurred after that, and then the wiping out of the dinosaurs because there was another extinction-level event caused by a comet. Well, we've got a comet coming at us 3 times bigger than the one that landed 65 million years ago and wiped out the dinos. Now, there's a 1% chance of it or its debris field hitting us, but we can divert that. We've got technology now to take care of all these things if we collaborate. The problem is we have knucklehead environmentalists that don't understand space weather is linked to Earth, including comets and asteroids and wandering even worm, we call black holes. And our technology is far more advanced than what people believe. I mean, we really don't understand exactly where things are going, whether it's quantum computing, life extension. For example, this week, I have my Red Deer Velvet DR. It's the only product on Earth that will return you to the fetal state that brings you back to zero aging. If you have 300 biomolecules to regenerate your body, and then we have stem cell peptides to generate your DNA, and I have epigenetic frequency therapy based on research from Linus Pauling that actually turns on your genes, we're going to be within 5 years... have institutes, not only in North America and other places, where you won't need to age anymore, and you'll see the advance of what's called the elderly. You're going to see 90-year-olds in the next 20 years going back into sports and getting a job and traveling and flying, learning how to fly and do other things. You're going to start seeing 100-year-olds go back in and beat younger people in athletics. That's what you're going to start seeing, believe it or not.
Well, you do have a science background. That's why I always love doing this show, because you can talk about Trump and then Obama and then dinosaurs and then 90-year-olds. It's like...
Well, I want people to understand that we have a great possibility, but it's going to come from the right. It's going to come from creativity, energy, innovation, and the idea of a collaborative balance. I don't care what someone's opinion is. The left doesn't want to dialogue with the right because they don't have a logical argument to stand on. I mean, if they had a logical argument, I want, for example, nationalized health care, and both of us are, in a sense, different versions of ancient Hebrews. You're Jewish, and I'm a Cohen. And I can tell you, we need a return to a Cohenic health care system where nobody has to buy insurance or worry about malpractice. Nobody has to worry about a state licensure. You can license, and you can even have an alternate pathway for people to actually learn how to become a surgeon. If they're a medic putting in chest tubes and operating in the field, if they've mastered the database, send them to a center of excellence so they can learn the actual skills, and then they can actually become a surgeon, or if they're a nurse practitioner, do C-sections. I think our healthcare system, just like everything else, needs to go online. And whether you're learning a job like Dirty Jobs with Mike Rowe and you want to become a tech working on something, I think we can fast track it so that once you've mastered the database, you just prove the skills and get apprenticed, and bam, presto changeo, you're done. You don't have to go through years and years of all this, you know, blessing you with going to the right school and all this crap. It's BS. Positive. I think that Donald Trump is a miracle man. You may not like some of the things he's doing. In fact, honestly, I think sometimes he kind of stoops a little bit more than he needs to. Like, one of the things I thought was almost kind of funny that he did it, the father was disgusted that his black son didn't get a free ride back on Air Force One. He would have thanked Trump if he got a free ride back in Air Force One to get him out of prison for stealing things in China that would have kept him there for decades.
Right.
And he didn't thank Trump. He didn't want to thank him if he got a ride. Here's this guy, this disgusting monster.
He asked him instead, and then Trump should have left him there.
I think that some things are probably below Trump. But listen, Trump is like me. I don't go looking for a fight, but if you want one, man, you're going to get a hell of a lot more than you bargained for. And by the way, what I'm doing is I'm going to be teaching and putting up videos on how to make exotic scalar and other weapons. And these are a hell of a lot more dangerous than guns. And you won't see a pop coming, and the range is a hell of a lot longer than a gun. And I want to make sure that the left knows this, or anybody with globalist left or right, that if you take on Americans, you're not going to have a bad day. You're going to die. And you're going to die fast and hard. And you have to understand, we don't want that. We want a dialogue. I don't care. I would love to have people from the left on my show even call in and disagree with me, because they'll do an intellectual vivisection on air. The people on the right, sometimes they have a little information wrong, but they're reasonable people that'll dialogue with you. But there's right-wing Republicans, leftists. These people are clinically insane. They're not just disturbed. They're not just a little misinformed. They're evil. They're damned evil. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Here's some good news. U.S. Supreme Court on Monday handed a victory on narrow grounds to a Colorado Christian baker who refused for religious reasons to make a wedding cake for a gay couple, stopping short of setting a major precedent allowing people to claim exemptions from anti-discrimination laws based on religious beliefs. The justices in a 7-2 decision, not 5-4, not 6-3, a 7-2 decision, said the Colorado Civil Rights Commission showed an impermissible hostility toward religion when it found that Baker Jack Phillips violated the state's anti-discrimination law by rebuffing gay couple David Mullins and Charlie Craig in 2012. The state law bars businesses from refusing service based on race, sex, marital status, or sexual orientation. Look, this is a great development because, again, you should have religious freedom. You should have the ability to decide as a private business what it is that you want to sell, what you don't want to sell, who you want to sell to, who you don't want to sell to. I think that government, creeps into that, and that's a bad thing. And thankfully, seven justices actually understood how the Constitution works, and it looks like two of the court's four liberals, Stephen Breyer and Elena Kagan, joined the five conservative justices in the ruling. So that means what? Ruth Alligator Ginsburg.
soon to leave.
Who? Sotomayor was probably the other one that voted against it. So.
Yeah. Well, I predict, there's another prediction, and again, I was right about the two earthquakes. The first one's already happened to 4.7, it was a few weeks ago. I predict that Donald Trump is going to appoint, at or shortly thereafter, the 2018 elections, two Supreme Court justices to replace the Gator Ginsburg. I like her name instead of Bader, it's Gator. And Justice Stevens. And when that happens, he's going to have three conservative, logical, common sense judges are going to use common sense. For example, when Gorsuch even disagreed with the narrowness of being able to deport people that are criminals, well, the first thing is you need due process here. But he wants the law to be tightened up, just like we need to tighten up the immigration law.
Exactly.
I think what he's really saying is, you in Congress do your job, tighten up the laws, and we won't have to do these kind of judgments. And
exactly.
I see the same thing happening with immigration. We don't have an immigration problem, we have a legislation problem. If the legislation fixed immigration, it would be streamlined, it wouldn't be so damned expensive, we wouldn't encourage people to send their kids across northern Mexico, maybe die, because kids won't be deported, they'll just be put in civil detention or a proxy, you know, a foster home. I think it's obscene that we have a system that puts children in danger. And then the left wants to say, oh, you're separating the children from the parents. I don't think you're going to send a kid to prison with a mama or dada that did something illegal. I think it's obscene to even think of the idea, if your mommy or daddy was a robber, bank robber, what are you going to do, send the kid to jail too? So they're not away from their mommy? That's craziness, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, obviously we know that June is the month of the Supreme Court.
Right.
Any major decision comes out in June, typically late June, but look, we got one early here. In the next couple of weeks, you're going to see a lot more decisions coming out. And hopefully they'll be with Gorsuch on the court now in favor of religious freedom, in favor of, you know, conservative ideas and principles, traditionalism, and everything that we hold dear about America and everything that we hold dear about preserving, you know, our God-given rights and our constitutional principles. I believe we're going to see more of these types of decisions, which I'm excited about, because God forbid Hillary was president and she put two more liberal justices, you can forget about the country. I mean, they'll go after the Second Amendment, that'll go away. Freedom of speech will go away. We'll turn into Venezuela with two or three leftist judges, regardless of who the president is in the future. So we've got
I think they try to do that, but here's what I would predict: if somebody like Hillary gets in, or gets in, say 2025, America will break up, just like this very advanced geopolitical analyst from Russia did a very, very thorough analysis before Trump was elected in 2016, and predicted that if Hillary won, America would break up into 4 to 6 sub-republics. Now, if they try to take away your guns, most of the people in rural areas, and a lot of, you know, there's 93 million armed Americans, a lot of them with these 100 million so-called assault rifles, which is what they call them, assault rifles, you're going to have a civil war in this country. Now, if the government thinks they can actually march on all 100 million citizens that are armed to the teeth with all kinds of advanced weapons and are law-abiding, I think that they've actually got the wrong cereal. Something's gone wrong. They're eating Crazy Jack cereal.
Yeah, and they're not eating cornflakes anymore. They're eating
brain flakes. And I can tell you, you know, it's the same way as if you abuse the law so that there's no constitutional republic and you can't prevent a party from spying on the opposite party. As I said when I heard the end of that show called the movie The Big Short, if people don't go to jail, if Obama, Valerie Jarrett, this maniac. I mean, Valerie Jarrett is so evil. We put the video together last week with Gary Richard Arnold. And her advising corporation makes over $1 billion a year advising people to do all kinds of really horrendous things. This is the epitome of a minion of Lucifer herself. She should have changed her name from Valerie to Lilith. How about Lilith Jarrett? Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a fitting name, and I'll back you up on that, because, again, Barack Obama, he didn't even go to the bathroom without asking permission from Valerie Jarrett.
She was the president. Just like during George Bush, the Prince of Darkness, do you know who that was, right? His so-called vice president?
My buddy.
What? Which one?
Roger Stone, good buddy of mine.
No, I'm talking about the president under George Bush. Remember?
Well, he's actual Prince of Darkness. That's Roger's nickname.
No, I know. He just used that as a joke. I'm talking about the guy who, when he went into the White House, that's what he actually said. Remember Dick Cheney? He actually told the staff. Dick Cheney said, my name is not Mr. Dick Cheney, it's Prince of Darkness, believe it or not. And he didn't have 6 staff, he had 600 staff. He ran the place while Georgie was off doing exercises with his bisexual fitness advisor and having nappies in the afternoon after he exercised. Dick Cheney ran that government, okay? That's really disgusting. And Valerie Jarrett, this is a very, very evil person. And no wonder Roseanne got in trouble. She apparently took some sleeping pills that she shouldn't have, which made her a little bit more cranky than usual.
Well, it's certainly nothing as bad as what Samantha Bee said.
Oh, I know. And the thing is, there's no forgiveness for the right, though. If you make a stupid mistake on the right, man, you're condemned, you're beheaded, you're drawn and quartered.
I would call Samantha Bee a feckless twit. How's that?
Yeah. Well, most people don't realize if they destroy society, they destroy themselves. If society goes far enough that they think they can legislate away our liberty, they're going to get the brunt end of violence. They can't imagine. I think that I'm feeling really buoyed up. I think, honestly, I'm going to see a red wave. I want to see the media start to turn, hey, it's not a blue wave. It's a red wave. And I want to see real red. I want to see the GOP become pro-Trump.
I don't want to see a pink wave.
Yeah, I don't want to see a wimpy wave. Look at Ryan. At least he's getting out of the way. He knows that there's going to be a red wave, but it's going to get rid of people like him and phonies there, like John McInsane, who's dying of his brain tumor. It's probably sent by, as final judgment against a maniac. John McInsane is a very bad person. I've talked to people who knew about him back in the military. They're not happy with John McInsane. People say, oh, he was in civil detention. You must respect that. He told on so many of his buddies and probably got a lot of them killed. Nobody in the military, if they have any sense, knows about his history, respects John McInsane.
And well, I don't respect him for his political views. I think
Well, that all comes from the same well. It comes from the same well.
It would be nice if we could get a Republican in that Senate seat for once.
I think we should. I think Arizona people are getting smarter and they're starting to realize one of the things that Trump's doing is he's bringing a dialectic and conflict. I don't disagree that we shouldn't have dialogue with the left. They just don't have anything to say. If they did, they'd have enough cojones to call into the show and disagree with me or you or anybody else on your show. They don't.
Right.
They don't have an argument. In fact, for example, they might say, well, we need to have national health care. Listen, my plan for health care goes way beyond Bernie Sanders or American health care, Canadian health care, whatever. It goes back to ancient Israeli health care where you don't pay a damn thing. And you certainly don't. It's like ancient Chinese medicine, basically going back to the ancient philosophies there, which are very similar to ancient Israel, where you don't pay when you're sick and you're dying and then you're going to go bankrupt. You stop paying. How's that? But in the healthcare system, but the same thing with politics. We can still protect the environment where we make, for example, here in California, they raise the cost of fuel again. This place has got the lowest rating of every 50 states because of low air and water quality and commuting time. They couldn't build high-speed rail here in California. We need it so desperately, it's ridiculous. Our freeways, if you drive up to L.A., it's insane. They don't measure it in how many miles it is. It's how many minutes it takes.
Right, exactly.
It's crazy here. I mean, I love the idea that my freeway is between my studio and my kitchen, which is 20 feet. So I don't have to get on the damn freeway. The people that spend hours and hours on the freeway every day sucking up pollution and being bored to death and sitting in a car race to have a deep vein thrombosis or a heart attack, stressed out. This is crazy. No wonder the quality of life is poor here. And then we have a crazy government.
That movie from the 90s, it was called Falling Down with Michael Douglas. And he gets, fired from his job, and he's sitting there in traffic, and he just gets so, just upset that he just gets out of the car, and he walks away from his car, and he goes on this, long journey for the day. It was a really interesting movie. But you're right. I mean, these people sit for hours and hours and hours in traffic. I mean, they're literally spending who knows how many hours a day of their lives just sitting in traffic.
Averages 2 to 2.5 at least or more. And this changes people's attitude toward life and each other. It also expose them to a tremendous amount of pollution. Wonder why you get cancer? Well, stay in a traffic lineup with thousands of cars and suck in all their toxic gas pollution every day and diesel fuel, trimetals, yeah, like anhydrides, and think you're going to be healthy? You're a fool.
Yeah, and that's why I'm glad for me. I mean, I get to work out of my home, thankfully, knock on wood, and, you know, I do things like that. I mean, I do some traveling, things like that, but I'm never in a situation where I'm stuck in traffic, thankfully.
And that's why we're moving down from Orange County in L.A. to San Diego County, because we got a high quality of life here in North County, San Diego. That's why it's exploding. And I hope it doesn't explode to the point where it becomes obscene like L.A. or even parts of Orange County.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that we need high-speed rail, and we need to have other ways of travel. We sure don't want autonomous vehicles or using 5G network so it lands in your yard and takes you somewhere in a skyway instead of a highway. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see a computer breakdown and thousands of people die because the skyway system broke and people fell from the sky. I don't want to see stupid things happen where our DNA is getting jammed by 5G network because people don't want to realize this stuff is toxic. Right. You know? And I don't want to see food where GMO, where they lobby inside the government to put genetically modified food or try to force us to take hundreds of vaccines or chip us. 2 years from now, the national ID comes out, and they want to chip the entire population and give us hundreds of vaccines, mandatory vaccines. I get a vaccine for them.
Look what they just did in China. They just did this social credit scoring system. You think that can't happen here in America? Of course it is.
Well, not only that.
In some ways, it already is. Look at Silicon Valley.
It's our Silicon Valley companies doing it for China. We should sanction our companies here in America. You can't do this shit anywhere else in the world. Excuse my English. You shouldn't be able to do this to Chinese people. That's our brothers and sisters with different shaped eyes, but they're people. They're our brothers and sisters. Why the hell do we not think it's going to come here when our companies collaborate with the communist Chinese dictator, Xi, and his other bunch of maniacs, and crush their poor people who often have trained in America and understand American culture? They go back to their home country and it's hell.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, WhatsApp is the people that have designed the social credit scoring system for the Chi-Coms.
Why doesn't Trump deal with that? I want Trump to come down hard on people like Zuckerberg and these maniacs, and they say lies right and open. I saw Zuckerberg saying more lies. Oh, we don't pass on your data. Bull. I know 70 companies where they pass on the data to cell phone manufacturers, computer people, and other marketers, and they lie right to their teeth, making billions and trillions of dollars of money selling our data to third world companies. The same with the genetic companies like 23andMe and others. People don't realize these companies are selling our genetic data to people like DARPA, Deep State, and other maniacs, okay? They don't understand that, do they?
No, they don't. And, you know, there was a big story on the Drudge Report yesterday, and it's still kind of up there now. And they talked about the fact that he gave misleading testimony to Congress. Now, the only problem with that is he was not under oath. Now, why on earth they allowed him to speak for all those hours to all these members of Congress without being under oath is just...
I'll tell you why they did it.
Because it's all in his pocket.
I'll tell you the reason they did it. He was recruited by DARPA directly from Harvard University. Because not only was a coder, by the way, he doesn't know how to code. Zuckerberg just had an idea for a system to create the Matrix. And remember, social media is part of this. This is like national health care. I guarantee you in 2025, if we don't come up with a rational health care plan that gives us and our doctors autonomy and no freaking access by the federal government to set up protocols or state licensing, we need to get rid of state licensing. We need to get rid of malpractice. We need to get rid of the government being in our bedrooms or our schools telling us what the hell to do. They need to go to hell. How's that?
Well, here's the worst part about it is that if we don't do something about health care, eventually we'll have Sanders care. And that will be Medicare for all, and it will be worse than anything you can imagine.
And listen, I can tell you, we're not saving money by me having a Medicare because I'm 66 now. My Part B insurance is more than I paid before when I was on Kaiser. And Kaiser is dictatorial and crap, too, because they won't give me any innovative care. So if you want, I call hangnail medicine at the speed of light, and if you have get a poor Apache score in the ICU and you're 70 years of age, they just kill you. They just give you a lethal injection. Sorry, we're not going to spend the money. Just like this kid that died in Britain.
You become a cost. Exactly.
Yeah, you become a cost on the legislative sheet, and they say, that's it.
Well, that's what IPAB is, Independent Panel Advisory Board. That's exactly what that is. Those people make $186,500 a year, and they don't have to have a medical license. They don't have to be a doctor. And they're appointed by people in Congress, believe it or not, and the president. So it's amazing what that independent panel advisory board, when Sarah Palin years ago said that it was a death panel and she was ridiculed, well, guess what? Sarah Palin was correct. It is
because
a death
she's
panel.
Nice, they think she's stupid. She's actually a top-notch lawyer and a former governor of the state. She's a very smart lady. She's just very pleasant. She even has a daughter with Down syndrome, and she's a decent person. But you see, when I heard McCain even repenting of bringing her as vice president, she would make a fantastic president, Sarah Palin. She would actually be a human being. How's that?
I thought that she had the most experience of all the people running. And I actually put an article out about that, and people thought I was absolutely nuts. And I said, well, think about it. She's a governor. She's a small business owner. She's an executive of a state. She was a mayor. She's done all of these, you know, things that have experience. What did John McCain ever do? Well, he ran the second largest naval fleet in U.S. history. But look what he did to it. He made it a disaster. What did Joe Biden do? Nothing. All he did was cast.
Exactly.
Sarah Palin had the experience.
She did, yeah. Amazing. Fantastic show. I hope people got fired up, as they say, back in Arkansas. Get fired up. Support the red wave and bring in more. Yeah, the red wave of GOP, Trump-supporting, conservative, Christian-supporting, you know, whatever religion you are, be a decent person. How's that?
Be a decent
American. And be colorblind.
Let's not have a pink wave. Let's have a deep red wave.
Exactly. And also make sure that people who not only are colorblind realize in America, you're American first. We don't care about your skin color. We care about the color of your money and your politics and your logic. How's that?
There you go. God bless. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
To improve your brain chemistry, Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.